Mary had a little lamb.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey. It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Big numbers coming out. A soaring jobs report. Now 33 consecutive months of job growth. The United States added 336,000 jobs last month. Unemployment rate holding at 3.8%. The report is far better than what economists were expecting. Almost double what the expectation was out there.
It was a wow. It was a shocker. This was a lot stronger than most people were expecting. As you pointed out, twice what economists were expecting. Put another way, over the last year or so, Kate, the average monthly job gain was about 271,000. So we're talking about even stronger than what we have seen. And over the last week, I can tell you, Kate, that we have been getting different labor reports about whether the market was cooling, whether it was heating back up. This seems to indicate that it's continuing to increase, she said. So 336 for the month of September. But what's also really important to note is that both July and August were revised higher to the tune of about 119,000 jobs. So the labor market even stronger than what we had been expecting.
I mean, and for some reason, this will not inure to Joe Biden's prowess as a job creator. No, it won't. It won't inure to the Democrats. It will not benefit anybody's poll numbers if they have a D after their name. In fact, they are going to, on the other side of the aisle, convince you that this is bad, that this is bad news. You know what they'll do? They're going to point to Wall Street and they're going to say Wall Street is spooked because America is not failing. And apparently the traders, the big ones, you know, you could call them traders and spell it differently if you want to as well. But the traders actually bank on us doing poorly. Because it seems like whenever there's, you know, an enormous amount of job creation, Wall Street goes belly up. They get freaked out. They actually have some sort of a bake sale or something. Well, I don't know what they do. I just know what a bake sale is because that's, you know. I mean, yesterday I asked you to send money. You sent money. Thank you very much. Do it again today, please. We need 2 days in a row. And that'll solve my problem for the whole month of October. Just saying. Go to randyrhoads.com. But, you know, it's an amazing phenom that they're going to actually say, well, Wall Street wants you to fail because they're afraid that if inflation isn't cooling off enough, that the cost of money will remain high for those who like to borrow money. And Wall Street just can't have it. So are we built to fail? I mean, this is my question, you know, that I'm sitting there looking at it. And you know, I hear the report. I'm like, yay, look at that, 336,000 jobs. And if they didn't fire Kevin McCarthy, it would have been 336,001 jobs, right? But no, that, all right, wait. He was fired, what, on Tuesday? So that would be October. So that'll be in November's jobs report. It won't that. Okay. So it has nothing to do. But, you know, like I'm literally looking at these numbers and they're saying, yes, well, Wall Street is freaking out. I mean, there's a big sell-off going on Wall Street because they think that the Fed is not going to be satisfied with the strong growth, It's not good. And they may have to raise interest rates and Wall Street's reacting to that. And look, see, Wall Street is just having and it just went down 200 points this morning and people were very upset, very unhappy. So I guess when we do well, they don't. I don't know. I don't think that that's the way, but this is the way they're selling it. And it's really creepy and it's really bad and it's really dangerous because you know what? We should all be rejoicing and we should all be saying, my God, man, we were in the bowels of the annals of, you know, the dustbin of history. Let's put it that way. And we were able to get money out the door. We were able to keep our people, liquid. We were able to make sure that people who couldn't go to work were able to feed their families, were able to take care of their bills and not get evicted. We did everything the right way. And look, it's working. It's working. People are back in the workplace. We've had, what, 20 some odd months? I forget what the number is. It's an amazing amount of months in a row. Let me look it up. 20 straight months of below 4% unemployment. 20 straight months that our unemployment has been below 4%. People should be very happy. That's full employment in the United States of America. I mean, this is kind of the grievance that Republicans run on. We don't have full employment, and that's because the president's, the president doesn't actually create jobs. Okay, creates he can actually incentivize sectors into private money investment by matching it with government, investment, can do that, which is what Biden did on the clean energy side. And then they started bitching him out. Well, we don't want clean energy. We want oil. We want gas. And I mean, we used to be energy independent. We are energy independent. You know what I mean? But the lying is so extreme and it's so prevalent and it's so routine that people actually repeat it. They actually say things like, we used to be energy independent. Do you remember Gavin Newsom sat down with Sean Hannity the other day? And Sean Hannity played that little game with him. And Sean Hannity said, we used to be energy. And Gavin Newsom said, Google this, everybody. Google this. I forget what it was. It's like Quattro or something. And, people looked it up and they went, oh, my God, we are energy independent. We are. We actually are. And we have been for a really stinking long time. So what are they talking about? Why are they lying? They're lying because they don't want progress in this country. Obviously, what we've been through in the last week, seriously, all kidding aside about firing Kevin McCarthy, okay? Obviously, what we see is a House of Representatives controlled by a bunch of lunatic fringe, a bunch of extremist, losers who are invested in the United States failing. Look, we have the clock is still ticking, right? All we did was a continuing resolution that said, all right, military, we'll pay the air traffic controllers, we'll pay park rangers, we'll pay them for another, 45 days, another 6 weeks. Well, we're now into that 45 days where we've got like 39 days left. And if you think that they're ready to select a new speaker, you're out of your freaking mind. I mean, listen, yesterday I was trying to, foist my idea upon you. and it is far-fetched, but it's a great idea. And, great ideas deserve to be aired out. And my great idea is that we make Hakeem Jeffries the Speaker of the House and do a unity government, build a coalition of all we need is five moderate Republicans. And I realize the word moderate Republican, or if it's a hyphenated word, it's an oxymoron. I get it. Or even pairing those two words together is sort of, troubling because it's hard to find one. But we do have some. We do have, from Pennsylvania, Fitzpatrick. I mean, we do have some. So if you could convince them that, what the party that they say they belong to is invested in is the failure of the United States, and they do want to see us reach the 45-day mark and still not have funded the government, it would be right around Thanksgiving, and nothing would make them happier than ruining our Thanksgivings. Nothing would make them more pleased than seeing us, not be able to go over the river and through the woods to grandma's house. Do you know what I mean? This is like their wet dream of accomplishment, is to make us unhappy. Because here we have this great jobs report, and they're not going to report it as, something great. They're not. It's an amazing thing that this economy is so resilient, that people are so resilient, that workers in our country, who it is most? It's a lot of women. A lot of women discovered, that working from home was a good deal because they could be home with the kids and they could still work. So a lot of people who are able to teleport, zoom it in, are doing it that way. And women are driving this economy. But I will say, hospitality and leisure is back in a big way. I guess because Minnesota is preparing for the arrival of Taylor Swift. And, those hotels better gear up for her entourage. No, 96,000 jobs were added in leisure and hospitality. And government jobs, 73,000.